when the birds began to sing. She was fairer than a blooming rose, so early in the spring. Her heart was gay and merry on that morning fair and fine. Her lover was a driver from the town of Brandywine. Young Charlie used the peavey with the driver's hand and skill, and he swung an axe with energy in the northern forest still. He would labor all the winter and in the summer in the pipe, and they called him Charlie Williams from the town of Brandywine. Young Mary, she got married to her lover in the spring, when the buds began to blossom and the birds began to sing. I will labor all the winter and in the summer in the pine. I'll return to you, my darling, when the fruit is on the vine. Young Mary, she was faded and no more was gazed upon, for the happiness of her maiden dreams his wild career had run. And early one morning on Wisconsin's dreary climb, he had run those noisy rapids for his last sad fatal time. They found his body lying on the rocky shores below, where the noisy waters ripple and the silent cedars grow. I would send to her a letter, but I'm afraid that she'd repine, said a friend of Charlie Williams from the town of Brandywine. Every raft of timber that goes down the Chippewa, his lonesome grave is visited by drivers on their way. They will plant wildflowers o'er his grave and pluck the weaving vines, o'er the grave of Charlie Williams from the town of Brandywine. In a distant city I visited not many months ago. It was in a southern climate where strange faces come and go. I saw a gray-haired damsel and no more her eyes did shine. She's the widow of young Williams from the town of Brandywine. She smiled as she saw me, she looked so old and gray. I prepared to meet my river boy, those words to me did say. And it's early in the autumn when the fruit is on the vine, I will welcome back my river boy from the town of Brandywine.